Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1086. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
And have a look, Kevin. How about yourself?
We kind of did a little bit of the pre-talk ahead of time here, and it is wild how much wrestling news can go down in between a Tuesday and a Thursday. I can even forget about it sometimes. How I forgot about the fact that, though, that the WWE, up and out of the blue, announces roughly 7 months early that they are moving their premium live events from Peacock to the new ESPN Max Plus app.
That's what I call that's what that's what that was a joke.
Is it just ESPN?
I guess its technical name is ESPN Unlimited now.
Moving to ESPN Unlimited way early here.
Oh, way early. We were not expecting to have to deal with this this early. No.
No, this is gonna get it's like we were A, kind of confused before, B, I still at least feel moderately confused at this juncture, honestly, with all of the word salad that they are putting out there. And it also probably does not help that I pay for my Disney bundle in an unconventional way. It is quite annoying that despite the fact that I have ESPN Plus, there is a chance, or a fairly good one at that, that I do not have access to this service, which
No, you
is
absolutely do not have access to the service. I can confirm that just sitting here. Because
that
now,
is wild to me.
ESPN Plus now has a different name to it. Hold on, let me look at this up now.
Because I mean, we do use ESPN Plus quite a bit, a lot during basketball season. I wished I used it more during hockey season, but the Penguins suck, so, or at least they're mediocre at best. ESPN does not get as used as much as I thought it was going to at some juncture. All the shuffling around. I believe that Stunt Granny in general going to have a hard time watching WWE premium live events here for at least some time period, at least.
It's okay. ESPN Select now is what ESPN Plus is called, and that does not include access to WWE shows. You can't just watch turn on Monday Night Football on ESPN Plus. Obviously, major college games, things of that, thing in NBA games, things of that nature. Because ESPN Plus has never been a complete simulcast of ESPN, the cable channel.
That is
That's what
true.
this—that's what ESPN Unlimited is now. It is largely there is it is largely a simulcast of ESPN's classic ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN3, plus other things.
There is actually an ESPN 3.
I believe there is.
It still
There's actually an
exists.
Ocho now, but somehow that's not included. Oh,
Oh boy. I knew that was a joke for quite some time, but Yeah, because I mean, are you planning to hop on over to this new service in any way, sir?
I mean, I probably will. Well, if you do it the if you do it right before WrestlePalooza on the 20th of September, 3 weeks later is Crown Jewel Perth. So you do get two shows for your $29.99. Then you can cancel. Pick it back up in time for Survivor Series. Cancel again. Pick it back up in time for Royal Rumble if that's how you choose to do it.
That is an option. If you're not going to use it all the time.
Yeah, no. And I don't and you're more of a sports guy than I am, so you'd probably have more get more out of it. But you also have YouTube TV, which does have ESPN for you. Right, you get to get
Correct.
you get ESPN and ESPN2 through that, right?
And I think
So
ESPN
this is
News, which is why I asked about ESPN3, because I'm like, do they actually have a three? Like, I don't remember it when I
maybe they're
had
talking about the college
cable,
one.
which is a
I'm not
long
sure. I'm
time
not sure
ago.
exactly what these cable companies even exist anymore. Yeah, it's, but yeah. So maybe no. It may not be that worth it for you to pick it up. For anything but WWE, and for me, I really don't watch much sports outside of the NFL during the fall. So, and even then, it's select teams in my market that I can watch on regular TV anyway. So, most games. So it's like I've never been one of those guys who felt he ever had a need for Sunday ticket. Hell, even though NFL wise, I only have one game a week, and I'm not a college guy football guy, so it doesn't hold as much water for me either. So yeah, it's there are months I struggle to find things on Peacock. There are months I
It
there
is.
there are months I would watch other things on Peacock, very much. It would fluctuate, but this I have less to, I have less other things to watch on this than I do on Peacock.
That's quite a statement then.
So yeah, no, it's not the most ideal. They haven't also rolled it out to more cable providers and or digital cable, cable replacement providers to get that freebie for most people. I know you're on YouTube TV, I'm on Sling. It's only available for Hulu Live TV, I believe, can log in with their credentials and get it for free.
And then that's the other kind of funny thing. You have Hulu too, or we have Hulu also. Again, not part of that that tier.
I mean, you can
So
get a. I mean, if you're already on a bundle through something else that's not expiring anytime soon, again,
there
it's
is an
probably not
upgrade
worth it to
available.
ex it's probably not worth it to upgrade your bundle to get the unlimited version. Yeah.
It might wait a little bit around these parts, honestly.
I mean, it's not. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it before the 20th of September. That's for damn sure. I have no. I have nothing to. I have nothing to gain from it.
There's not enough sports on right now to make it worth
No. I mean, this is why they're launching it. They're launching it right before the NFL and college season, and they made the deal with Peacock to be able to get WWE early, even though WWE apparently didn't owe them any more. Premium li official WWE branded, premium live events. The NXT PLEs will continue through on Peacock. Which again, I don't totally understand how this all works. It's I'm sure it's a lot of corporate mumbo jumbo stuff. So it's just like, yeah, whatever. Okay, this is happening. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, because it does sound like Peacock at least got some perks out of the situation. Because what you mentioned it, like, isn't
I don't know if they
NXT
really.
PLEs are through March of next year?
That may have already been part of the deal.
And then what, they have the archive at least
They have the
until
archives
that
to the end
time
of the year,
period?
but not until March. They have the archives only to the end of
Oh,
the
okay. So,
year.
okay.
And I guess people are
So
predicting that
what?
ESPN will take those, which wouldn't surprise me. And then the
Oh, yeah.
biggest news outside out of the Peacock thing, and it's I don't even know if like Peacock got a lot for it, but Saturday night's main events are now exclusive to Peacock. No more NBC simulcast.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that, I mean, just speaking of football, that was one of those reasons. I don't think we have, I think we have a pretty low tier of Peacock. We have enough football games pop on between her teams and my teams that it's probably going to be worth keeping Peacock around, at least on the
Yeah,
on
I'll
the
probably keep
cheap
Peacock
side with
through
all
the end of
things
the year at
considered.
least. I know there's going to be a November Saturday's main event, and then December. Probably the biggest thing Peacock is being promised is John Cena's last match on Saturday's main event on December 13th. Because WWE, I
Yeah.
think what I've did there were rumors that WWE was thinking about putting that on ESPN as well, but Peacock may have put their foot down about something finally. In this whole deal. And of course, with it only
They
on
definitely seem to
Peacock,
get enough stuff here.
then with it only on Peacock, there's no more restrictive time windows on them, on these shows. So if they need to go 2.5, 3 hours for that show, and the aftermath of Cena's last match and the celebration and the post-match speech and all that. I assume they can go all night.
I hope that we do well. I'm not even gonna hope. I know we're not gonna end up with a Bill Goldberg situation is what a lot of people have in mind currently.
No. That is not happening for John Cena.
That was never gonna happen for John Cena in the first place, and now that they have a little more latitude, I really think that we're officially 100% in the clear in that department.
Oh yeah. You're definitely in the clear. But yes, the ESPN deal officially starts September the 20th. WrestleBalooza in Indianapolis. It's
And
even though it's
then,
unannounced, what we were saying, what were you say?
well, no, WrestlePalooza is officially announced now, isn't it?
Yes, it is officially announced. Tickets are about to go on sale tomorrow. Not officially announced, but everyone and their mother knows that the main event is going to be John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. So that's giving it, probably the biggest match you can to put right now to put on that. They also
Yeah,
rumor that
that's a
they're
big
going to
one.
hold they're, the Cody is not. I think at this point the reason Roman Reigns is going to be on Clash in Paris, one of the reasons at least, is because now Cody Rhodes will not be. They did the injury angle last week. With McIntyre, or almost 2 weeks ago
Oh.
now with McIntyre, they're going to hold off on doing Cody versus McIntyre until WrestlePalooza. So now Roman Reigns is wrestling on Clash in Paris because now Cody Rhodes, who was all over all the original advertising, is not going to be there now.
Yeah, Tribal Chief needs to come through with some extra business sometimes these days. And now that he's not champ, he gets a tap on the shoulder every now and again now.
But yeah, no. But
So, I
as we
don't blame him
said,
for
the
that.
right, no. And that will be the final PLE on Peacock. And yeah, maybe by the time we get there, $29.99 isn't going to be that as restrictive, especially if I don't keep it month to month.
Yeah, I mean it is still kind of funny that in a lot of ways even if you look back on it, it's just like it's still cheaper than getting a pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, it is. It is.
Like that is still the wildest part about the whole situation, despite the price moving back north. It's just like, I mean, I was plunking down 50 for these things every month. So $30, not too terrible. So yeah, that will be interesting to see. Well, I guess isn't it kind of hard? Jeremy keeps on saying it's not that there isn't really any good data out there on how many app users there are or app viewers there are in general. I don't know how many people will or will not move. I've seen a couple of cranky people in the stunt granny timeline about the move, but less squeaky wheels than not, I would say.
Yeah, no. I mean, I get the other option is, even though you're paying for US Netflix, get a VPN and hook up with to Canada or whatever, and you get the international version. Not entirely legal. I'm technologically unsophisticated enough that I don't totally understand how it works, but I'm thinking for me right now, I'll do the $29.99 cancel, $29.99 cancel. And then maybe towards like the middle of next year, post WrestleMania, which I'm going to be attending WrestleMania in person in Las Vegas, so I won't need it that month either. But
Yeah,
once we get to this,
fair.
what if we get to like a glut of it's Backlash, it's King of the Ring or Night of Champions, it's this, it's that, it's like, I'm going to be like, then at that point it might get to be like, do I really need all these? Do I really need, am I gonna pay $29.99 for Backlash? For just Backlash? Especially in April when we're kind of getting in towards the end of sports seasons and all that,
Yeah, I mean, it brings up a good point that I think works as a transition here. We got one PLE and one pay-per-view this coming weekend here. One from NXT, the other from AEW. I know that because the PLE is on Peacock, we don't necessarily need to expend any more money than we already are. But I feel like both shows have the same problem in that they have not
At
really
this
talked me into the door in either case.
at this point, NXT hasn't talked me into giving up my time for Peacock, let alone any extra money. I mean, which they're not asking for, but still, the time commitment to watch a show with a dark state match, and for some reason, JC Jane is defending the TNA Championship instead of the NXT Women's Championship. I don't and I oh my God, the I know we were going to talk about it about AEW first when we were making notes or whatever, but no, let's do it chronologically now, because I got because I got I think I have more beef with this NXT show.
Well, we'll go match by match here. I guess because nothing's on the line here, we can kind of talk about the product as we move along. Jordynne Grace is taking on Blake Monroe. Nothing really at stake in this matchup.
Nothing at stake. Their personal grudge just isn't it isn't grabbing me. I'm just not a Jordynne Grace fan. Never have been. Never will be. So it's like, you know what? I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna have get my feelings hurt if because she's getting made fun of. Yeah. Again, nothing's at stake here. It
It feels
doesn't.
like a weird feud,
It
on
feels, yeah,
just in
it is a
general.
very
Like
weird feud, and
I'm
part of it is
okay with
because. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I guess I'm okay with what they're trying to me, what they're trying to do is get a Grace of personality.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they are trying
And
to do that, yes.
they're getting somewhere in that department.
Yeah.
It's almost been weird that Blake Monroe's been a background character in the feud, even though she's kind of been featured in it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm
She,
like, I
it's in so many ways, she feels from day one has felt like she's above NXT, and she never needed this whole journey through.
No, she didn't. You can tell that A, she's as good a wrestler as anyone else there, if not better. Yeah, she has the character work stuff down. Like, I mean, I think she proved it in AEW. I know that they like to put their own stamp on people before they go up to the main roster more times than not. I know some people have skipped, but yeah, I don't know. It has not been a fantastic first feud for Monroe. Like, just even the whole transition from bring her in as the baby face and then turn her heel, and then give her this weird fat shaming gimmick that really doesn't seem with the times, is
Now, but to be fair, that's the argument. How dare she do this this day and age and all that. You can have one heel go there, and as long as it's not like pervasive throughout the whole company, and there's not a feeling like during the, of course, the infamous Piggy James angle, where it's like, what? Who? Her? And it's like this attitude that permeates the whole company that the heels are actually right. So they're doing it different, but again, I just something about this just feels hollow, and it's just not really doing it for me.
So, next up, you already mentioned how uninterested you are in Dark State. It was really weird to me this week on the show when Ava is mostly giving them compliments, except for Cutler James, who, oh boy, that man is sticking out like a sore thumb.
Well, he's the dorky white guy. I'm not sure why is he in the group. It's this whole Dark State thing has been a failure from the start. And even if you get rid of the sore thumb, the weakest link, it's still not a strong gimmick. Okay, are
Yeah,
so
it's always
it's
weird
like, are
when
they
you're
outsiders
outside of
or
this.
right?
Yeah.
Are, yeah, right. It's like,
That's
wait.
what made
So, do they
the.
work here or not?
Yeah.
Does Ava have control of? Can Ava make them wrestle? Can Ava do this? No, it's not been made clear from the start what they are, what they're about, what they represent, what their mission statement is. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
gotten over like a fart in church, and
Yeah,
but I
that's why that
unfortunately think that
Ava
they're.
segment felt really weird because she was talking to them like they were part of the fold and they were just like normal wrestlers almost. It's
Yeah,
just like this does
that's been
not
it's been one of the
jive
biggest issues
very
from the start.
well.
Yes, yeah, no. So, but they get Hank and Tank for the tag belts. We don't know what two of the four will challenge. Again, I like a little of what I've seen of Hank and Tank, but again, not overly crazy about them either. So it's just like
No.
I just don't. I just don't
Yeah.
care. I just don't care about this. I just can't bring myself to care about the show, anything they're doing here.
I enjoy them, but they're also two people that I don't know how many times I've said this about the WWE. They do a great job with everyone until they have a championship, and then they're like, I don't know what the fuck we do now. Like, they have a championship. If we're not building towards the championship, no one has a character except for heels. They just, oof, yeah, they do a terrible job with babyface champions and Hank and Tank on that list. Again, I think they're, and I think I mentioned this to Jeremy, that their ceiling is probably tag team division. the whole time they're in WWE.
Oh yeah. Oh
So,
yeah, I'm sure.
but yeah, can leave that at that. Next up, another match that you mentioned there, JC Jane taking on Masha Slamovich, who is also being
And
attacked by Ash by Elegance.
okay, I was gonna say, I thought you were forgetting Ash. How could you forget
Yep.
Ash by Elegance? Oh, this by Elegance stuff. Oh my God, that little guy running around. Oh my God, it's so low rent.
I told Jeremy this last week, where it's still one to me, it feels like a weird gimmick. Like they're doing a throwback to a gimmick that was 15 years old. And it just feels like a weird spot where, like, you're not really throwing it back in the time machine, like a Toni Storm or, someone like that. Or, well, yeah, even Blake Monroe, honestly. Yeah, just it's a weird spot. I was willing to, A, I guess I haven't seen it, so I don't really know whether it's low rent, high rent, or middle rent. I don't know. I kind of like the little guy for the most part, but yeah, it still feels dated, and I had no idea, honestly, like the match that they had on NXT. I'm like, this was one of the few times they did a poor job of trying to differentiate the people. I had no idea who the other two women were,
I don't really know. I don't really follow it. Yeah. And then
and I don't
wait,
think
and then they're
Ash
both he
has
wait,
gotten any
so wait,
better.
both teams were no, she is not. She's not good. Never there's still just nothing there. And it was a weird yeah, that whole match was weird, weirdly laid out, poorly thought out in terms of who's the heel. Both teams are heel basically.
Yeah.
But of course, the home crowd is gonna cheer for Fatal Influence. So, you got
Yep.
JC Jane getting face pops for a win, and yeah, it doesn't. It's not. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, if the triple threat is just their way of getting the belt back on Masha Slamovich, by pinning Ash. By cutting Ash by Elegance so that JC Jane doesn't have to take the pin, maybe.
Yeah, that seems like an answer. I do, that
Though
would
I'm
be
not sure
wild
why
to
we do
me.
that on an NXT show and not a TNA. Why is this happening on a TNA NXT show instead of a TNA show? It's a TNA match. It doesn't make sense to me. Again, this whole deal with TNA, in the end, no one WWE deems important is going to do any kind of a job to someone from TNA.
Yeah, that has already been made pretty clear here, and yeah, I don't expect this one to be any different, quite frankly. Like you said, if Jane loses the belt, she's not going to be the one getting pinned in this situation. I guess you could use the excuse that one of the reasons there is not an NXT Women's Championship match is because there's also another triple threat match on the card. Jada Parker versus Kalani Jordan versus Lola Vice. They've been doing stuff with these three.
It feels like they've been doing stuff with these three for like a year now. And I know it hasn't been a year, but it's just like I've seen all these one matches one on one probably multiple times now. And in various tag matches too.
Yeah, it feels like three people that got early pushes recently haven't been doing well, and someone's gonna get the win here and gonna get a push again.
Yeah, that's what I would say. It seems like.
I have no idea who which one
I
of
don't
these
know who,
three
because
is it.
again, because like you said, they've all just not been featured as prominently lately, and this doesn't. It doesn't feel like whoever wins this is even really should be considered a threat to JC Jayne. And it's weird
Oh,
because you've got
yeah.
JC Jayne as kind of like this cowardly heel champion, supposed to be very beatable, but I don't see where the next champion is coming from right now.
Yeah, A, I've been annoyed by that whole beatable champion because very few of the women, I think maybe one, have actually said that on mic. It's just like, well, why is Vic perpetuating a stereotype that is not actually there? To your point, I have no idea who they have JC Jayne losing to right now.
It doesn't feel like anyone's getting pushed right now yet.
Yeah,
I
they have a
mean,
lot of names there. Like
yeah, they
Sol
did.
Ruka is one of the few people that put on the list, but she's got her own thing going on and isn't even involved in this PLE.
She's not. Yeah, she's probably been the biggest beneficiary of the last few months. I mean, for whatever reason, they had Nia Jax show up in NXT and squash Thea Hale and then beat Lash Legend, so it's like, yay! We're really putting our over our own talent here. Like who? Like there's just, it's just, NXT used to be able to validly claim, the strength of their women's division, but lately, no. It's fallen off very much.
It does feel like A, they've tried to work on the men's division because there are because what do we actually have one? Oh no, I guess we really only have two men's matches and then the mixed tag match. Which is next up on the list. So this is a little more on the woman heavy side, but I do feel like the last month or so they've been trying to get the men on TV a little bit more here. And it hasn't helped the women out. Hasn't really helped the men out either. The only two people that it maybe helped are Josh Briggs and Yoshiki Inamura, who got a mid-level, feud going on. But also they are not involved in this PLE, so
No.
they got their big match ahead of time. But JC Jayne does not really have any challengers. I guess they. Oh, I did forget that. I guess it was her, Jayne and Soul that did have the backstage segment, there. But they didn't really go anywhere with it, and I wouldn't really expect it to go anywhere right now either.
No, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, don't, not
It
really.
feels
Yeah, I
like you
don't really.
save that one for a little while.
Yeah, you could certainly save it for a little while.
Yep, already referenced here, mixed tag match, Chelsea Green and Ethan Page, with the Secret Hervis, at ringside, taking on Tyra Mae Steele and Tavion Heights in a mixed tag match.
What a weird, this whole, this has been a very weird match, very weird story. You bring Chelsea Green over from SmackDown to be subservient to Ethan Page. It's just
I
so,
guess I wouldn't call that subservient, but
it's been a little bit of a, well, they entered into his music only.
I mean, I kind of like the, I
It's,
like him in her act.
their
Like,
interplay,
I think it's
okay,
a good
yeah, I mean, it was a
dynamic.
little harsh. Their interplay is good, but that in lies the problem. They are so over their opponents. Their opponents are
Oh.
basically in a verbal confrontation, basically brought a knife to a gunfight. I mean, it's just,
Yeah.
Tavion Heights, I got some shown something, but again, not quite all the way there, and of course, Tyabe
Yeah,
still completely new to all this, and
it does feel like this is one of those times where it really feels like the vet versus the rookie.
it is,
Like
and the vets are just working.
even though Tavion Heights has been around for at least a couple of years at this point, he still feels like a rookie compared to either of the opponents, whether it's
Well,
Green or
yes.
Page. That part of it, and it's another one that's kind of felt rushed. Like it feels like you
It
could have
definitely,
gotten into
yeah.
this one way or the other, but it also just kind of came out because what Tavion Heights just got out of the NQCC, and yeah, this he finds himself on a PLE like the next show up, like 2 weeks later. Like that's a pretty short turnaround. And good on him, but like you said, knife to a gunfight kind of situation here. Like it feels really weird. I don't I guess Chelsea Green can eat an L if she wants to, but the Canadians probably win this one, right?
I think they could win. They can win this. It's such a weird match. It's a weird deal. Yeah, it just feels so much like one side is already so vastly superior to the other, and all the German suplexes in the world can't make up for it.
Main event, I suppose, of this PLE here, Obafemi taking on Javon Evans for the NXT Championship. Another one that we did not have the challenger until the very end of this
Yeah,
week's NXT.
that's a big mistake. Yeah, it just again because you're not building up Javon as for anything. I know we're kind of going backwards for all this. You know, we're heading into what Stand and Deliver. It was Trick and Javon going after Oba, and now we're kind of going back to that. It's like they're kind of again they just had again they.
It's a bit of
Not
a
a lot of,
treadmill.
it's been a bit of a treadmill, and it's not a lot of thought was put into this PLE as a big show. So it just, you know, okay, who can we kind of retread to put against Oba? And again, it doesn't feel the time does the timing doesn't feel right to take the title off of Oba, but the timing has essentially never felt right. It's just there's just nothing there's just and again and. Javon Evans is one of those guys that maybe I could just raise my hand and just go, all right, you know what? I'm a lame old white guy. I don't totally get him.
Not lame like I believe I get him. I'm sure I don't get him in that in the truest of senses. I love the uniqueness. Like it, I just and it also feels like they're probably gonna let him cook in NXT for a while just because he
Yeah,
is exceptionally young.
he's incredibly young again, but again, can't have a guy fail over and over again in world title challenges either. Yeah, it's again, it's a weird deal, and it just feels so weird also that we've still never gotten an Obafemi Trick Williams singles match. There's always somebody else in it, or something else. Somebody else jumps in line ahead of Trick.
Wasn't the
They've had like
original
they had like two triple threat matches against each other.
championship match was a triple threat match?
Yeah, what was the what was that guy's name? Oh my God, I've already forgotten his name. The
It wasn't,
But
you're not talking, it wasn't someone from TNA. It wasn't Santana, was it?
no. It was the guy they re someone that they released recently. The EDM guy. The native
Oh,
guy.
Eddie Thorpe.
Eddie Thorpe, yeah. He was in that original match. Then the Stand and Deliver match ended up a triple threat with Javon. And Owen Owen Tripp have never had a single still never had a singles match, which is crazy to me. Which maybe they could have thrown that on just to have a match where Oba could beat Trick and, do some TNA interference and whatnot. Because again, it's Javon's young, he's got so much to learn, so much to do, but he's been in multiple and championship challenge situations and lost as well. So it's like, but it's also not time for Oba to lose because they've done no groundwork for him to lose because they just made the match the Tuesday before the show.
Yeah, I do think that at least with Evans, you could probably throw him into the North American Championships at some point and have him, actually work his way back up to
That's right,
an
didn't
NXT Championship later.
Did he
Because
eventually did he win the feud with Ethan Page after he broke his jaw? Did he get a did he get some kind of anything goes, hardcore match and beat Ethan Page?
feel like he lost it.
I think he may have, since when Ethan
And
Page
he's
went to start
never
match with
really.
the North American title.
I don't think he ever really got a win back from that.
You can't keep doing that to a guy, It's just like, again,
Yeah, well, and then I
whether
say
I
he
totally
can
get him
go
or
after the
not,
North American
obviously it feels like that
Championship and.
he is a talented guy and crowds get behind him. He's got a good future behind him. He's got a good future in front of him. But you gotta be careful. You can't. Yeah, you just can't keep can't keep jobbing a guy in his big matches.
And I was gonna say, I guess that's the other problem. He can't really go after the North American Championship if Ethan Page has it. Like, that's another, I wouldn't really want to rehash this feud. Like, you've done it already.
Right, yeah.
He almost needs to take that championship from someone else, which is kind of wild.
Maybe you just do it, pull it off like a Band-Aid and bring Owa up to the main roster as soon as possible.
I mean, hey, I anytime when Oba gets called up, I just would not be surprised one way or the other. Like, just I that's another one where I do think that they're gonna have him try to do some type of different character work before they actually get him up on the main roster.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it, I yeah, he is not long for that that division in any way, shape, or form. Even if he spends a little like another 6 months or through until next WrestleMania down there,
Right.
I would not be completely shocked. So yeah, that does it for Heatwave NXT Heatwave 2025, sir. Ready to move on to, holy smokes, this is a nine card match, or a nine card, or yet yeah, nine match card. Holy smokes, I said that backwards. Fuck me. For Forbidden Door 2025. I am definitely not reading the last one last because that would be ridiculous. I guess it led off this week's Dynamite, so why not talk about it anyway? The Golden Lovers, Darby Allin, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Will Ospreay taking on the Death Riders, with the Young Bucks and Gabe Kidd. In a lights out steel cage match that now is what did they call that? Unsanctioned. Because of Will Ospreay's neck issues,
Well,
because
I
he
think the
could
match
not be
all was
medically cleared.
well, I think the match was always lights out or what have you.
Yeah, it
Again, this
has
whole
always been
thing,
lights out.
this whole thing came together
The whole
way too
week, the
quickly.
whole week ago that they announced this.
This whole thing came together way too quickly. There's no reason for Tanahashi to be in this match.
Oh my
Omega
God.
and Ibushi really didn't don't have much don't ha have only been Omega has been maybe barely adjacent to the Death Rider story. The Young Bucks are back in play for some reason with the Death Riders. Gabe Kidd's in the match, but Wheeler Yuta isn't. It's a bit of a nonsensical match. Plus, putting 10 guys in one cage screams like it's just going to be an absolute clusterfuck.
I do not know how they're gonna have room to operate, honestly.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, they're going to have to leave the cage and start fighting outside and go into the crowd and whatever, which, of course, defeats the whole point of a cage match. And I guess something came together too late for them to do the two ring blood and guts setup for whatever
oh,
reason. This doesn't, because this would scream
yeah.
like that should be what they're doing here, but instead it's just 10 guys all in the same cage, all in the cage at the same time. Yeah, it doesn't really sound appealing.
No, like there is no draw to this whatsoever.
No,
'Cause even Ospreay, like, hey man, I'm really gonna get you this time, Moxley, and I'm like, hold on, like Darby Allin's the one that really screwed him over in the championship match. Why is he kind of, I mean, he's being featured, but also the man hasn't gotten a microphone.
No, not really. No, and for whatever reason, they're not doing Moxley and Darby one on one here.
Yeah.
That felt more appropriate. And if
It felt
Ospreay's
like
neck
that's where
really
they
is
were
as screwed
going.
up as and if Ospreay's neck is really as screwed up as they say, then he should not be in this match, and he should go get this damn surgery done. Because
Yeah.
you know he's gonna feel the pressure to do something off the top of that cage.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a bit of a knucklehead in
Yeah.
that department.
And
The
from everything I've
man
seen,
has.
from everything I've read, the neck injury is legit. He is going to need to go away for a while pretty soon. See, but yeah, for whatever reason, they feel like this match is necessary when it really isn't. I mean, I know Moxie doesn't have the belt anymore, but it should also feel like more like we're winding down this Death Rider story.
Oh yeah, that was definitely one of those things about the Tony Khan press conference. Him expressing appreciation for this Death Riders thing and saying that it was something good is ooh, so far off of what it actually was is just wild to me.
It had a good ending.
Yeah,
The best part was when it ended. Yeah.
yep. It finally ended. Unfortunately, the Death Riders have not. So that is a bit problematic. Next up, another match just created this week during Dynamite. The Hurt Syndicate not only has one challenger now, they have two because Brodito and FTR went to a time limit draw. I could smell this coming from about the time they started announcing that there was 5 minutes left in the match.
Oh yeah, you could feel this coming. I had a feeling this was it's where they were gonna go the whole time. So it's like I even though they were trying to have this like epic match, complete with Brody King doing a five alarm blade drop for no reason.
2 minutes into the match.
Yeah, it just it again. My catchphrase of the show, I guess. It didn't do it. It didn't do anything for me. It's just like, whatever. Well, maybe it makes sense for FTR to take the belts so they can defend it against Cope and Christian, next month. But also, the Hurts and Ziggler just been so dominant that. Who knows when that title reign's coming to an end? And it's. But then again, if
Does
some
not
rumors
feel
are
like it's going to be
true,
the end.
then maybe the triple threat is a compromise to get again like some of the situations the triple threat is a compromise to get those belts off of them without taking a loss.
If it puts Bobby Lashley in the singles division, I'd be completely okay with that.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
And that is one thing about this match too that just they talked about how the announcers talked about how much Brody King and Bandido come together. And it's just like, I guess I have enjoyed the matches that they've had in this silly tournament system. I don't know why they feel the need to stick Brody King with someone all the time, though. Like, they talk about him being enough of a physical presence, and honestly, he is, especially given AEW's roster. I feel like the man could be in the singles division here. What you gonna do? They love him in the tag division. Don't love that the ROH heavyweight champion is in a tag team though on your other show. Seems like a bad use, bad allocation of talent in my personal opinion. That one, not doing it for me either. I mean, this does kind of go back to the talking us into the door for pay-per-views that we started the show with. Another match, not really talking me in the door. Also telling a very similar storyline. Swerve Strickland, he's injured, wrestling injured, taking on Kazuchika Okada for the AEW Unified Championship. Smells faintly like the Will Ospreay situation, except
Oh,
there are
yeah.
a lot less people in this matchup.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot less people. Well, at least Okada doesn't have to worry about working too hard. But yeah, this feels like we're going to go through the motions, get through it. Swerve's not going to win. And then he's gonna have to go away for a while as well.
That feels like the very, very likely outcome there. If it goes
Oof.
any other way,
Both
I will.
Ospreay and Swerve out for a while. That's a couple of tough losses for AEW. For an AEW that was trying to build some momentum coming out of All In.
It is really rough, and might be also one of those reasons why there was the in some ways to me an about face by Ospreay going nope, Adam Page is the man, like everyone give it to him, Swerve give it to him, like we got to give him props. It's just like, hey, both of us know we need to get out of here to get surgery done. We got to heap the praise on someone else so that they can do the thing while we're on the shelf here. They have a very thin main event talent pool to start with, losing number two and number three babyface. It is going to be a really tough one for them. It is going to be a really tough one. The women's division chugging along here. Timeless Toni Storm taking on Athena for the AEW Women's World Championship. Does Athena become double champ, sir?
I actually don't think she does. But and also I'll give this match all its credit. If I was going to be watching this pay-per-view, this would be the match I'm most looking forward to, actually.
Yeah, this one definitely is one that I would appreciate watching. Like both the ladies, they've done quite the transformation job since their WWE days. I still
Yes.
wish that Athena was not stuck. Well, she's been out of ROH jail here recently.
Yeah.
I hope that continues at some point, but they haven't really it does not seem telegraphed that she's going to be the one to beat the Timeless One.
No, because we've already got Mercedes doing the belt collector gimmick. Unless that is going to be the story going forward, that they're just going to be trying to take each other's belts between Mercedes and Athena.
No.
But man, did some Hulk Hogan level politicking going on for Mercedes to get the one and only win over Athena, and then her and Athena end up on the same side. Masterful work there, Mercedes. Masterful. Not that anyone cares about her match.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, that's the next one up listed here. Mercedes Moné versus Alex Windsor versus Persephone versus Bozilla. This is the only one in any way. Well, no, I shouldn't say only one, because I guess Tanahashi and his shot knees are in one match.
Well, then there's also Zack Sabre Jr. and Nigel McGuinness as well. Yeah, it's the only four forbidden door matches that that actually match the forbidden door concept. Yes.
Yeah, they're kind of limited. That's the only thing that Monet got. Like, in no way is she losing this match. Like, I've
No, absolutely not. And I think she's working some indie another indie show in Europe. I think in the next couple day or two, where she could win another belt.
Oh my
This is so
gosh.
this is get this has gotten stupid. No one cares about what these belts. No one cares about these some chintzy looking. I almost said something bad. Chintzy looking indie belts that are like completely plastic and not and the plating isn't gold. It's just like. Are they aware how I said the word low run earlier, but are they aware how low run some of these books things belts look? If they were real belts that were like 10 pounds each, she wouldn't be able to walk at this point. But no, these belts like are like 2 pounds
Yeah,
of
well,
like plastic or
considering that she
whatever,
like
rubber or
had
plastic.
them hanging from her trunks this week, that
Yeah,
gave you
she
an
just got.
idea of how light they were, because
Oh yeah.
her trunks would not have still been on had
Oh
they really had any
this
weight
is
heft
yeah
to
the
them.
yeah this belt collector thing has gone completely off the rails. She looks stupid now. It really
It would help if in any way I was invested in it.
no. I don't
Similar
even know where to
shit,
watch some of
like,
these matches she's defending these titles.
yeah, because I had started thinking about it, and I remember when I was young, like I watched a lot of boxing when I was young. And there were times where it's just like there were so many different boxing championship belts, and it's just like, no, like the WBA and like a couple others were the important ones, and all these other belts were like whatever burgers. And yeah, she just has a bunch of whatever burger belts. I don't know who these companies are that she's winning these championships from. They don't really feature their wrestlers on AEW. Like, for all the Forbidden Door shenanigans that they're doing, they're not like really featuring any of these wrestlers that Monet beat. If they
No.
brought a couple of them in to challenge her in AEW, I can't believe I'm almost arguing against myself because I'm like, stop bringing people in more times than not. But in this case, I think it would help reinforce the belt collector gimmick if they really want to go for it. Like, you got to bring some of them over to make it feel important. And they haven't. It's just like, oh, she has nine belts now. And I'm like, okay. Like, what does it matter? I don't know, I don't know who these companies are. Like, I don't know why they're important. I
Yeah.
don't know why I should be impressed that she has their championships. I've gone to a bunch of indie shows. Like, yeah, if I saw Mercedes Moné wrestling at Pro Wrestling Ohio, I would think that she should win their women's championship belt if they had one. Would it matter if she had that one? She adds a 12th championship to her list? No. Like, I think that's the biggest problem I have. Like, I just don't think it does anything for her.
No, it doesn't. She's
So.
it's starting to look to just look stupid. It's having the opposite effect. And now she's in matches with three other people, and none of them are over.
Oh. Yep.
They're trying with this Alex Windsor, but she's got nothing it just feels so weird that she's getting this push when so many of their other women have been around, and they've improved, and the entire division has really improved on the back of Toni Storm, not Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mercedes has helped some. I'm not gonna say she hasn't. She doesn't add some gravitas to AEW's
Hey,
women's
yeah, she
division because
hasn't
of who she is and where she
sandbagged,
came
but
from.
yeah, the improvement is centered more around Storm than the Mercedes.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you got some of these women in the kind of never ending, Willow, Chris Statlander, Anna Jay, Tay Mello, and Harley Cameron.
Yeah.
They're in never ending feud with some of the women that are kind of on the mid card treadmill as well, or lower card with the lower card treadmill as well.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, their women's division is still something of a mess. And I mean I guess I've found Windsor's wrestling to be okay. Her comedic timing with Toni Storm has been okay, but I guess I just don't think that's a good way to introduce someone, is to introduce them as a comedian if I'm supposed to be taking them serious in a championship match.
Right, yeah.
So, good to be funny, but don't start off that way. Oh boy. This matchup, definitely don't care about because Kyle Fletcher is the champion, the TNT champion to be sure. And he is taking on Hiromu Takahashi for
Okay, there's another match, but
Forbidden Door number two here, really, or number
I
three, I guess.
had no idea this match was happening.
They mentioned it last week on Dynamite, I want to say. Did not really feature it at all this week.
No, they
Easy
didn't.
match to forget. Easy match to forget about.
Oh yes, yeah, definitely easy match to forget. Yeah, everything about Kyle Fletcher is forgettable. Yeah. He's not gonna lose, so yeah, whatever. It's
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
he you
Yeah.
know
Much.
every promoter slash booker in wrestling history has had someone They see the world and that no one else sees it in them. And Kyle Fletcher is at least one of those guys for Tony Khan.
One guy that I feel like Tony Khan sees it in because he continues to come out from behind the desk, Nigel McGuinness taking on Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
You know what? This should probably be a blast, actually.
Oh. Yeah. I'm not saying it'll be a bad match, but it's always weird to me when your announcer takes a prominent spot on a card.
Yeah, but it's Nigel. We know.
Yep, we know
We know
they'll
his credentials. We know
they'll deliver.
his credentials. It's nice to see him back. I mean.
Yep.
Because the whole world's just how poorly he took the end of his full-time in-ring career. That man went through it in terms of depression when all
Oh.
that was going down. So for him to have any kind of a happy ending and to be able to work London against Zack Sabre Jr., also, from London or whatever surrounding town. If I don't remember if it's straight London he's from or from some other town, but
Right.
I'm sure it's a big deal for both guys. Yeah, it should be all right match. Obviously, McGuinness isn't winning.
Oh no. The Isle of Sheppey in Kent, England is
Oh,
where
okay.
Zack Sabre Jr. Is from, which got no idea there, quite
Yeah.
frankly. I not that I'm some English geography expert, but Nigel is listed as London, so skipping the real main event for this matchup here, Adam Copeland and Christian Cage taking on Kip Sabian and Killswitch, who makes his return to AEW after a long injury absence.
Well, you know what? It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense for it to be him. Nick Wayne injured, so we gotta get a replacement. Who else would have such animus towards Christian? But good old Killswitch slash Luchasaurus.
Yep, fits the
We
story.
kind of know what this match is from the start. It's the Edge and Christian match that. They get to win before they face FTR.
This is their warm-up match. Christian Cage seemingly slowly, very slowly warming up to this reunion.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of his words during the promo did not lean that way, I think more of his actions were leaning that way, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Main event of the night, Hangman Adam Page taking on MJF in an AEW championship match. Evidently, Tony Khan is completely fine with MJF pouring gasoline on one of his other employees, threatening to light him on fire, and then extorting a bunch of stipulations out of Adam Page, including the fact that MJF now does not need to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase or whatever they call it.
Execute his
I don't.
contract.
Yeah,
But
execute his contract.
yeah,
Oof.
this was really dumb. This was a 2000s WWE behind the backstage segment involving something that would attempted murder that just. It just rings so hollow. It's Hogan, driving a truck into the into an ambulance that the Rock is inside, and it's just so it's just There's ways to do felonious assault and attempt. Maybe there isn't. Maybe they just. Maybe we just were conditioned to accept as such stupidity over the years.
Yeah, I do think that there's definitely a little bit of the conditioning to the stupidity of wrestling sometimes.
But because AEW was supposed to be was born out of the idea that they were going to be different from WWE and they were going to be better than this, it rings truer when, or worse when they do thing when they do these kind of sports entertainment segments, because this is not what AEW was supposed to be about from the beginning.
Yeah, this is definitely a sports entertainment segment. And yeah, I don't know. Did not love it.
No, I don't. I don't love it,
And I mean,
and it did hurt, and you know, poor Hangman, of course, has to sell this whole thing, and yeah.
this is another one that the feud itself didn't feel rushed, but how they've executed this angle has felt rushed. Because
Yeah, it's.
last week there was no reason for MJF to Paige wasn't insulting enough for
No, you know what? I actually
MJF
thought
to execute the
right.
contract.
Yeah, I kind of disagree. I actually liked how Hangman was able to outsmart MJF last week to get him to put the contract to sign the contract. And of course, they just completely invalidated that the next week. So it's just like.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why it just feels like, wow, you guys kind of went through a lot of steps that felt like it could have taken more time rather than the two shows right before your pay-per-view.
Yeah, maybe you could have done something different. Now, in terms of what's going to happen here, I imagine Hangman is going to win the match. What happens afterward is the question. Does MJF get one up on Hangman, anyway, afterward and take the belt? Or do we hold off on that? Because I do think MJF's going to be the one to take the title off of Hangman.
I do think it would still feel weird for that to happen this quickly after Hangman gets the big victory over Jon Moxley. Taking the contract off of the table, definitely gives MJF time to execute it at a later date.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are a lot of things that despite the stupidness of how these stipulations have come about, it's leaning towards this being a longer feud. And possibly, like you said, MJF taking the championship off of Adam Page at a later date
Yeah.
would not completely surprise me. MJF, one of the few trusted guys in that company. So, yeah, unshocking if he gets the nod. So, but yeah, I don't think it's this weekend. I think Hangman wins, and we get the extension of this feud. So, anything else to talk about, sir, before we punch on out of here?
No, I think we're good. Punch away.
Bell time beer for the show. This is from Rochester Brewing and Roasting Company out of Kansas City, Missouri. So, not only is this a brewery, if you really, get there early in the morning, you can get your coffee there too. So you got a barista and a bar all in the same place. This is the second beer I've had from them, a mango berry sour, fruited kettle sour, 6.5% alcohol. Very heavy on the mango. There was a little bit of berry sour in there, but I could not really locate the berry. Like it was a little more of a Yeah, the sourness came from the berry, but not so much the flavor of the berry. Like, I couldn't tell you if it was like a blackberry or anything like that. But very good beer, second good beer that I've had from them. And this was just a brewery that I happened to drive through on my way out to Colorado. So, as I always say, should you find yourself in Kansas City, Missouri, Rochester Brewing and Roasting Company. Oh, the wife liked the coffee. So if anyone listening to the show likes also likes coffee, hey, they have good coffee too. So yeah, stop in there should one find themselves in Kansas City. So at DeFrango 11 on this end for that suggestion. Should you want to look up the brand, it's at Stunt Granny. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can download us at any other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.